All right, would you grab your Bibles with me this morning and turn with me to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that is in the New Testament. Chapter 5, beginning at verse 4. Just raise your hand when you find it, just quickly, let me know. Awesome, all over, keep your hand. Yep, that, anybody else? Anybody still looking? 1 Thessalonians. How many of you use the real Bible again, by the way? How many of you use the real thing? Yeah, somebody said to me this past week, they said, you know what? All of those who use their phones are going to be a real struggle when the EMT comes and there is no power. Isn't that something? But when we have an EMP, that's right, not EMT, EMP. But for those of us who have the word, we'll be good, we'll be good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 4, let me read it. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief, talking about the return. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Father, I want to say thank you that you paid an incredible price to transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I thank you in this dark world you have put your light inside of us. I thank you again that we are in this world, but because we're yours, we are not of it. We are different. Alien is the word you used. And so this morning, Father, as we enter in, as we spend this time in your word, first of all, I ask for a fresh anointing. Would you take literal possession of my mind and my mouth? I only want to say what I hear you say and do what you show me to do. And with the authority you've given in the name of Jesus, I bind up every demonic word that would seek to come to snatch and pervert the word that is going to be sown. I command you to be silent. I command you to release every person and be outside the walls of this building and off this property in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you as we read in your word that you are the one who comes and you open up our minds to understand the truths of the kingdom. I ask today that you would touch and open every heart and every mind in this place. I thank you, Father, as we began the service, you are speaking, and your sheep are hearing your voice. Today, I want to say thank you that you are going to say things in here that are not going to come out of my mouth. We are going to hear it. We're going to know it's you. We will capture it, and we will be obedient to it. We believe a single word from you can change everything. And so we invite you to speak. I plead the blood of Jesus over this building. I command every angel that has been assigned to minister and war on our behalf, you protect us during this time as we begin talking about the occult and exposing the darkness of the enemy. I thank you that we are cocooned in you. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody in agreement said, amen. This morning, I need to share with you what Holy Spirit has been laying on my heart for today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Apostle Paul says that as believers, you and I are not to be ignorant of the enemy's design. Let me say that again. As believers, you and I are not to be ignorant of how the enemy works. In other words, we are to know how he works. We are to know what his tricks are. We need to know how he operates so that we don't get fooled or misled or affected by his schemes. Let's talk for a moment about what we do know about the enemy. First of all, we know this. When the enemy comes, every time the enemy comes, he comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. We know that. There isn't a time the enemy comes where he goes, I am here for your good. I'm here to give you life. There's never a time. And so whether it's in the life of a believer or the life of every non-believer, he has one agenda, and that is to separate you and I from the Father and his love for eternity. That is his goal. Secondly, we know that the only power that the enemy is the power of what? The power of the lie. The only power the enemy has is the power of the lie. Jesus said this. He goes, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But Jesus said this to the Pharisees. He said, you are of your father, the devil. And he goes, your father is a liar. He was a liar in the beginning. He's a liar now. He is going to be a liar when he's locked up for eternity. That is his nature. He is a liar. And if he can get any person to believe a lie and to hold that lie as a truth, he develops a demonic stronghold in the belief system. And let me ask you this, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's why the battle is right here. The battlefield of our mind. Thirdly, what do we know? The enemy? We know that the enemy looks for an open door into a person's life in order to get in and have a spiritual impact. We know that the enemy just can't barge into a person's life and have his way. Do you remember the days of old where they used to say, the devil made me do it? Do you remember that? That's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil can't make us do anything that we don't give him permission to do. He needs access. He needs for a person to give permission either knowingly or unknowingly before he can begin to do damage. Let me just give you one really quick, easy one. How many of you heard over this last period of time, people said to you, oh, this is flu season. I know I'm going to get sick. I don't think anybody who said that goes, I'm giving the devil permission to put the flu on me and to get me sick. They weren't consciously saying that, but can I ask you a question? When you speak those words, do you give the enemy permission, whether you think you are or not? The door is wide open. I don't know how many people I said to this year, they said, man, this is flu season, I know I'm going to get it. And I said, do you want me to agree with that? Because I'm not getting it. And that was even out of believers' mouths. Today, this is the area that I want to look at. Doors that people open, doors that believers open, that without even knowing it, the majority of the time, allow the enemy to have access into our life and do his work of stealing, killing, and destroying. I think most of us are very familiar with the name Neil Anderson. The two books of Neil Anderson that I'll tell you, you've heard us talk about for 30 years, The Bondage Breaker and Victory Over the Darkness. I have said to people, if somebody came and said, we're going to burn every book on the planet other than the Bible, and you can choose two books of all the books that have been written on the planet, which would they be? It would be these two books. These are the only ones I would keep. Let every other book that was written burn. How many of you have heard the name Neil Anderson before? How many of you have heard it? Yeah, most of us. How many of you have read these two books? Some of us. How many of you have never read these two books? More of us. I want to encourage you, would you take these on your list of reading and just rise it to the top, put it on top, and begin with these two books. Begin with Victory, and then start with Bondage Breaker. Had the privilege a number of years ago of meeting Neil Anderson, hearing him in Edmonton, had a chance to chat with him after he gave a seminar and talked with him. I want to tell you, it was awesome to meet him. God has used that man to literally set millions and millions and millions of people free of demonic bondages in their life. Incredible. At the end of The Bondage Breaker, those of you who read it, you know that there is what's called the Seven Steps to Freedom, a very systematic step-by-step process of identifying in a person's life the seven most common open demonic doors that people open that allow the enemy to affect them. And you take those doors, you walk through, the process identifies the doors, reveals it, removes all of the crap that was in there. I love what Neil Anderson says. He says, when you go through the seven steps to freedom, it is like having a big spiritual bath. All of that spiritual crap, closing the doors, expelling anything that got in as a result. Today I am feeling led to look at a part of the first step, and it is the occult section. How many of you in church have sat through many sermons where they have talked about the occult? How many of you have had some of those? Yeah. This is going to be one of them today. Coming out, if someone says, have they ever preached about the occult in your church? You're going to go, yeah, they have. Well, today's going to be that day. We're not going to be talking about the cults, the ones with false teachings. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the occult. We're talking about the demonic, the spiritual influence that the enemy uses in people's lives. I want to say this before we begin, and I'll tell you why the Lord's laying it in my heart. First of all, I want to say in our culture, we as believers have been seduced into dabbling with things of the enemy, thinking that we will not be affected by it. I just want to stay it straight. There are a pile of church-going believers who are dabbling with things of the occult. I got to tell you, the truth is, the demonic realm is not a force we want to dabble with. Let me just say it again. We do not want to dabble with the occult realm. As a result of dabbling, as a result of opening some of those doors, you know what? There is a compromising, there is a weakening, there is a force at work inside of us keeping us from being as dynamic and as bold and as powerful as we need to be for victory in our own life, and then to be a force in the world, taking back what the enemy has stolen. The compromise in our life weakens us for what God wants us to be and do. The second, there are some things that people are involved in that they aren't even aware that they are spiritually evil. Some of the things we're going to talk about, you're going to look and go, yeah, I know that. I know that's demonic. I've never touched into that. But I want to tell you others, they just haven't thought about them as being evil or demonic or open doors. The third one in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says this. You and I as believers, and I want to say this carefully, you and I as believers, we are called and commanded to stay away from anything that is evil. In fact, it says this, even the appearance of evil, you and I are not to be around. That's a Grand Canyon from dabbling and drinking to, I see it, I'm not even going there. I don't care if all of my circle is going there, I'm not going there. That's what the Bible calls us as believers to be and to do. I first want you to be aware as we're going through this. Three things the Lord just said. First thing, I want you to be aware of what's out there and what the enemy is using. I just want you to be aware of it. That's all I'm asking. The second thing is this. As we're going through some of these, you might identify some of these and look and go, holy smoke. That is something that I'm doing. Wasn't even aware of it. And the Holy Spirit's going to bring conviction. We're going to talk about how to close that door at the end. The third one is this. As we're going through it, I know that in all of our lives, every one of us are going to go, oh my goodness, my spouse is doing that. I know my child's involved in that. I know I got family members in that. I know I got friends doing that. I know I got coworkers who are doing that. And I'll tell you, if nothing else, what it will do is stir us to begin to pray. And if the Holy Spirit gives us a boldness to speak into their life and let them know that what they're doing is demonically occultic to destroy their life. I want to tell you really clearly, if the enemy came dressed in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork every time in order for you and I to do something, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and stupid to go, I know who you are, and I'm not doing it just because it's you. But I will never forget, and I think most of us have heard, the enemy doesn't come with a pitchfork and horns. He comes, for most men, with a red dress on, and for most women, in a way that you don't identify. The enemy is not stupid, but we are to be less stupid. So this morning, I'm going to have James shoot up in the screen. I'd like you to take your notepad, your pen. If you got nothing else, take the bulletin. I'm going to give you 47 things this morning, and I'm going to go through them pretty quick. 47 things. I want to tell you, first of all, before we begin, this is not an exhaustive list. I know if we took the time after I was done that we would be able to identify more things in the occult realm that you're aware of. The majority of these come out of Neil Anderson's Seven Steps. There are some of them over the years that we have added because as we've gone through and done deliverance with people, we have people led by the Spirit of God going, oh my goodness, this is part of it. How many of you are aware of a game called Bloody Mary? How many of you are aware of it? Yeah, Bloody Mary. We'll talk about that second. I never knew about that until someone, we were doing deliverance, as we were going through, they said, we need to pray against Bloody Mary. And I said, what's Bloody Mary? I'll tell you, there's some of these I had no clue because I wasn't involved. I just want to say this again. As we go through some of these, if you don't know what they are, that is a good thing. Can I say that? If you don't know what they are, that is a good thing. That means you haven't been involved. I'll tell you, if a person has been involved, they know exactly what it is. How many of you know what Jack's Back is? Jack's Back. How many of you know? Those who have been involved in Jack's Back know what it is. If you haven't been involved in it, you don't know. Praise God, I'm going to give you just an overview. But I want you to know, first of all, what's out there. And then I want you to identify if it's in you. And then when you encounter it, to know what you're dealing with. So let's begin. First one, would you write down astral projection? It's going to be on the screen. You'll look at it. James, can you make that font a little bigger? Giant? A little more giant? Can you read that at the back? Can everybody read that? Yeah, let's get that a little bigger if we can do that. Astral projection. How many of you know what astral projection is? How many of you know? About six of us. It is actually something out there where people leave their body, they leave their body and they travel and they go and communicate and they do things. This is happening all the time in people's lives, astral projection, out-of-body experiences. This is a very real thing. But I want to tell you, when you enter into that realm, it is an occult spiritual thing that takes place, and people who are in it, the door is open. Astral projection. Would you write down the next one? Ouija board. We've all heard of the Ouija board. It was big in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The game that you played and it moved by itself. I'll tell you, there are variations on the Ouija board now. It is still out there. The enemy is still using it. Demonic possession happens as a result of this game. Kids get demonically possessed playing the Ouija board. I won't even ask you. Would you write down the next one? Table lifting. Table lifting. Or body lifting. How many of you know what that is? Three of us, four of us. Let me tell you, I learned this in the youth group of the church I grew up in. How crazy is that? After youth group, somebody in the youth group suggested that we do this game, and so we went to a table, two people, heavy table, two people on either side, you take your fingers and you concentrate and you just gently lift on the table and all of a sudden that whole sucker just lifts right off the ground. Or you take a person, you lay them on the ground, and you go beside them. Two people, you put your fingers underneath, and you begin concentrating, calling upon a power, and all of a sudden that body lifts right off the ground. Two people are lifting them off the ground with their little fingers. I learned that in youth group. I had to renounce that because I recognized later that that was a demonic open door. Dungeons and Dragons. Would you write that down? I won't even ask you. Dungeons and Dragons has taken our world by storm. And the enemy has used that in order to demonically influence a generation that is a little bit older now, a generation of young people demonically oppressed as a result of D&D. How many of you have heard of Dungeons and Dragons? I won't ask you if you've ever played it. Next one, speaking in trance. You enter into a trance, and while you're in that trance, You surrender your mouth and you begin speaking things out of your mouth that are not from you. What is speaking through you and when you're speaking in trance is a demonic entity. In spite of what they tell you, that you are a channel and they are speaking through and you've got spirits and you've got other people speaking through you and there is enlightenment that's coming through you, it is a demonic open door in order to use your tongue. I'll never forget John Alley said, every demon is looking for a tongue. Would you write down automatic writing? How many of you know the name Shirley MacLaine? Shirley MacLaine, one of her great claims to fame is the fact that Shirley would say she would enter into a trance and she would write all her books, and it wasn't her, it was an entity writing through her. Shirley MacLaine has sold tens of millions of books that were demonically written. And I want to tell you, kids and adults are doing this on a regular basis. It is a counterfeit of what God does when he fills us with his spirit and speaks through us. Would you write down the next one? Magic 8 ball. Magic 8 ball. How many of you have ever heard of the magic 8 ball? Some of us have. You can buy it in Walmart. You can buy it in Superstore. You take it, you shake it, and based on what comes up, you make decisions in your life based on the magic 8 ball. You would think that magic would be the clue that would tell you what it's all about. Would you write down the next one, telepathy? We all know what telepathy is. Would you write down the next one, ghosts? Can I ask you really clearly, is there anything such as ghosts? Are there ghosts? No, there are no ghosts. What are they? They are demonic entities that are manifesting. There is no spirit of the dead person that is coming back. It is appointed to man to die once, and after that, there's no wandering spirits of people out there. When they manifest, you are experiencing the demonic. There are people, and ghost teaching is huge in our day. Would you write down seance? We all know what seances are. The gathering together, sitting in a circle, calling upon demonic entities. It happens in witchcraft. It happens in the occult circles. I won't even ask you if you've been a part of seances. It's incredible when you're dealing with young people growing up, how many even in Christian homes are involved in seances their parents don't even know. In fact, I'll tell you, the majority of what young people are involved, their parents have no clue. Christian homes. Would you write down materialization? Materialization. What is materialization? It is using psychic or energy in order to cause something to manifest. Let me give you the quick science. I take an apple, which is material. I eat it. It turns into energy. Materialization is the opposite. I take an energy, a universal force, an energy, and as a result of that energy, I cause something to manifest. It is an absolute counterfeit of what God does when he creates with nothing. Would you write down clairvoyance? What is clairvoyance? And I'll tell you, it is out there. It is all over the place. How many of you have heard of the sixth sense? The sixth sense. ESP, extrasensory perception. Calling upon, and I want you to hear this, our police forces are using it. Governments are using it. Detectives are using it. People coming in who claim to have ESP, and what are they doing? Tapping into the demonic, giving information the demonic knows. They find and solve it, which gives it credibility. You want the demonic to give you information that you don't have? He will do that in order to gain access. Would you write down sweat lodge? A sweat lodge. How many of you know what a sweat lodge is? How many of you know that sweat lodges are simply you're walking in and in that environment with all that you're smoking and in that religious native spirituality environment, you are opening yourself up to demonic spirits. And can I just say to you, not just demonic, native spiritual experiences. I've heard some people say that the native spirit is one of the most difficult spirits to deliver from people's lives. Can Jesus do it? Yeah, but it is a stronghold. Would you write down dream catchers? How many of you know what a dream catcher is? How many of you know someone who's got one hanging in the window of their vehicle or in their house or wherever? What's a dream catcher? Oh, that's right. It's a beautiful little ornament that you put up in your house, and it's full of feathers, and it looks really good. No, can I tell you? In the spiritual realm, in the native spiritual realm, it is a way of catching the demonic spirit in order to have access into your life. That is what a dream catcher is. Would you write down spirit guides? Spirit guides? We're going to talk about J.K. Rowling in a little moment, but a spirit guide? There is an agenda out there for every person in order to have their own spirit on the inside of them that guides them, that leads them, that tells them what to do, what not to do, what to say. It is an absolute counter. When the Holy Spirit is not in you, the enemy is looking for a different spirit to be in you to lead and to guide your life. Would you write down fortune telling? I don't even want you to raise your hand. How many of you have had your fortunes told knowingly at a carnival, at a school event, at a whatever you go, you sit down, I want to know my future. And so that fortune teller tells you, where is the inspiration from that knowledge coming from? The demonic realm. The demonic realm. And a person hears that, they take that as truth, and it opens the door in their life. Would you write down tarot cards? How many of you are aware of tarot cards? Yeah, how many of you have never heard of a tarot card before? We've all heard of it. I won't even ask you about using them. Tarot cards are used all the time, and you'll be amazed how many adults use tarot cards in order to get guidance and direction in dealing with their life. Would you write down palm reading? I will ask you, how many of you have ever had your palm read? My hand is up too. How many of you have ever had it? We were at a volleyball tournament. I was 16 years of age. We were playing provincial volleyball in the backseat of one of my friend's cars. She was driving three of us. And as we're waiting in the parking lot, the mom turns around and goes, would you guys like your palms read? And I'm sitting there in the car, and it's like, this is a little weird. And so she just turns around, and she turns a light on the car, and she reads all of our palms. I just thought that was kind of weird, but let it happen. Realized a little later on, that is an open door of the enemy. And palm reading is still very much used. Would you write down astrology? Astrology? Won't even ask you how many of you have ever read your horoscope. It's the practice that proposes that the positions of celestial objects, the stars and the sun, the planet, influence the affairs and terrestrial events. Birth charts, horoscopes. You know there are some people, and I'll tell you, some Christians who every day, that is the first thing they read is their horoscope. What is it saying for the day? That is a demonic open door. Would you write down hypnosis? Surrendering your conscious to the unconscious, having someone else in control of you during that period of time? It is put across as entertainment. But let me tell you, it is a demonic open door. The testimonies of people's lives that have not been the same after they were hypnotized innocently at a fair or at a social event and needed to be delivered because that was an open door. Would you write down self-hypnosis? And this is big. People trying to hypnotize themselves as a game, as playing. Would you write down black magic? We don't have to explain that one very much. It is magic, and the reason they say it's black is because it is demonic, used by the occult realm. Would you write down white magic? White magic is incredibly popular today because it is put across again as entertainment for kids to play, for adults at birthday parties. White magic is an open door to the demonic realm. Would you write down New Age medicine? How many of you are aware that there is New Age alternative medicines out there? New Age, how many of you are aware of that? Yeah, if you haven't, just want you to do a little bit of reading about that. New Age medicine, big area. Would you write down blood packs? Blood packs. Not just something that happened years ago between the natives and white man or between native people. Blood packs are still being used today where people are cutting themselves, putting it together. Can I tell you this? When you cross with a blood pact, when you bring someone else's blood into you, everything attached spiritually to that person instantly transfers on you. Blood pacts are the same as sexual intercourse. The moment you have sex with another person, every spirit attached to them instantly now has access to you. And you are now influenced by everything that was on that person. That's why God said, I want you to only have intercourse with one person your entire life after the covenant of marriage, one person your entire life. And that person needs to be of the same spirit as you are. Blood pacts. Would you write down cutting yourself? Cutting yourself. How many of you are aware that cutting is a huge issue in our world today? Cutting. Cutting is an open door. Cutting is a self-destructive pattern. Cutting is the next step to suicide. It is a matter of you taking your pain, putting it inward, and destroying yourself. Anytime you are dealing with someone who is talking about suicide, you know the demonic is involved. Anytime you have someone who is cutting and slicing themselves, you know that the demonic is involved. It is an open door, and that person is affected. Would you write down fetishism? And this is a big category, objects of worship. There are all kinds of objects that are out there that a person will worship. Not even get into a whole pile of them today, but a fetishism. The moment you begin to worship or give your affection to something other than God, you join spirits with them. Let me tell you what the Bible said. When you worship an idol, you become one spirit with it. That is why as believers back then, they were told you do not even eat meat that was sacrificed to an idol because spiritually it will connect you. Would you write down magic cards? Magic cards. Designed specifically, again, a little bit different than tarot cards, but cards that you use in order to perform magic and have powers that are not of you that come to power you to do things you could not do in the natural realm. What is giving you that power? You're opening yourself up to the demonic in order to flow through you and accomplish the supernatural. An absolute counter. Would you write down Bloody Mary? Again, how many of you know what Bloody Mary is? How many of you know? A couple of you. What is Bloody Mary? I'll tell you really quickly. Queen of England. Okay, Queen Mary, going back a number of years ago. All kinds of history in her. What they believe is you go to a mirror, you chant Mary, Mary, Mary in the mirror, and Mary will manifest in the mirror. And it happens. She will appear on the mirror to you, and you'll have a conversation with that manifestation on the mirror. Can I ask you, is it Mary? No, she's dead and rotted and worms, and I hope she's in heaven because I'm not sure where she was at faith-wise. What's appearing to you on that mirror? I'll tell you, it happens in schools, it happens in homes, and parents don't even know it. In their bathrooms, in their kids' bathrooms, Bloody Mary is happening on their mirrors. Would you write down Candyman? Yeah, that's the derivative, is Queen Mary. Nope, not Jesus' mom. Nope, Queen Mary. Good question, Joan. Would you write down Candyman? What is Candyman? Okay, it's a horror character, a character from a horror movie, and it's the same thing. You go and you repeat his name 5 times in a mirror, and Candyman will appear. You think this is a joke? I'm telling you, kids are doing it. Adults are doing it in the occult, in innocence, in school, in homes. Would you write down Jack's Back? How many of you know Jack's Back, the movie, based on a 1988 movie, Jack's Back? It's the horror movie. The serial killer killed over 100 women. It's an occult game in order to bring Jack back. And for you to be influenced by the spirit that was on Jack. Wide open door. Would you write down the Nightmare Game? The Nightmare Game, 1991. It was a horror board game. Actually, another name for it was called Atmosphere, F-E-A-R, Atmosphere, that's what it was. The players watch a video that they are terrorized by. They are terrorized by a video, and then they have instructions and a challenge that they need to follow. Unreal. I'm going to talk to you in a minute about a study. It's just fascinating. I was listening to it yesterday about young people and the use of phones and what's happening on the phones. One of the biggest issues for young men right now, it's not pornography. You would think it is. The sexual, it's huge. But the larger one right now with young men is the image of terror that they are seeing on their phones, that these young men are getting images in their head and they can't shut it off. They're terrorized. They're having nightmares as a result of it. I could tell you two of them right now that I heard yesterday in the study. I'm not going to, because it'll plant a mental image on the inside of you. But the enemy is using it. The nightmare game. Would you write down arch drawing? Arch drawing. Again, it's another one where you are influenced by the demonic and it is flowing through you in order to write and draw things that are demonically inspired in order to give you messages. How many of you have ever heard of arch drawing before? Good. I'm glad none of you have. Would you write down Wicca? Wicca. How many of you know what Wicca is? Yes. Let me tell you again. Camrose, for a number of years, was the number one center in Alberta for the Satanist church. It has now moved to Red Deer. It's back to Red Deer again. Wicca is very much alive and well in Camrose. There are Wiccans who are working in our stores, teaching in our universities. Where does it come from? 1940s, it began in England. Magical power for healing, personal growth, and self-improvement. And they worship a male and female deity. Wicca is alive and well. Yes. Right. That's right. Yes. So that's astral projection, where she can leave and go and visit him and see what he's doing. Yes. So what they're talking about is there are those who are considered to be white witches. We're going to put up witch right away. Just write down witches there. White witches are those, they believe that they're good. They believe that what they do is a good thing. Black witches, they know that it's bad. Do you know, by the way, before Charlie Kirk was killed, you all heard the report that there were witches that were hired in order to curse Charlie Kirk and to call upon his death. And what they said is in the curse that the curse was an assassination, a killing of Charlie Kirk. They were paid. Now, I got to tell you just one thing really interesting, and this is fascinating to me. President Donald Trump is the first one who has called out George Soros, the name George Soros, and said he needs to be accountable for all of the money he is putting in to destroy the nation of America and to kill people. Nobody mentions George Soros' name. I mean, people are afraid of him. One of the most demonically evil, powerful men in the world. His son is now taking over. But Donald Trump has called him out. I don't know where all that's going to go, but I'll tell you, it is very powerful. But in the area of witches, do you know, by the way, in order to become a Wiccan witch, you have to have intercourse with an evangelical pastor. Do you know that? You have to do that in order to become a Wiccan. Now, I wish I could tell you that was a hard thing to do, to have intercourse with an evangelical pastor who's married and pastoring a church. I would like to tell you that's difficult. Can I tell you? Every Wiccan witch has done it. It's not that difficult. We won't talk about why. Would you write down the next one? Channeling. Channeling. That is a medium communicating with non-physical entities. A person surrenders themselves to be a channel. The demonic entity, that dead person, speaks through them in order for someone else to hear it. That is an open door to the demonic in the occult realm. Would you write down crystals? Crystals are sold in piles of stores. Beautiful little things. Put in your house. They look really beautiful. One of those things that used to happen in days of old when people got saved is they would have people come in their house, go through, and throw out all the demonic crap. Doesn't happen very much anymore. But crystals are one of those things that were thrown out. A lot of the artifacts that came from Africa were things that were thrown out. Everything that had demonic attachment was thrown out. Crystals is one of them. Healing magnetism. Going to have a little controversy on this one. The use of magnets in order to promote healing. And there are those who go, totally fine, this is totally good, like yoga, totally fine, totally good. There are those who go, you can't do it without spiritual attachment. Healing magnetism. Would you write down the next one? Reiki. Reiki. How many of you know what Reiki is? Under the category of New Age healing, but I'll tell you, it is a Japanese form of energy healing. They call upon the universal life force to lead a person to the place of your injury and then release healing over you. I want to say this clearly. A pile of you who have had massages in parlors with people you're not aware of have had Reiki already used on you. Let me tell you, every massage you get, you need to be praying over yourself and you need to be talking about who your massage therapist is and what they believe and what they're going to be using on you, because you're laying there innocently and they're applying their universal demonic power on you. The door is open. Reiki is used heavily in our community, heavily by our medical people. Here's a category we're going to really enjoy. Would you write down ungodly movies? Ungodly movies. I want to tell you, when you talk to Christians, Christians watch most of the same crap that people of the world watch. And they think they can be totally unaffected by it. Do you think Hollywood is being used by the enemy in order to influence and affect people's lives? Let me tell you. Ungodly movies, there are believers who are dabbling with that kind of crap and they are being affected by it, thinking they're not being affected by it. Let me tell you, that industry is being used by the enemy in order to demonically affect us. Would you write down ungodly books? Ungodly books. I got to tell you, I am 100% support in what the government was going to do in banning over 200 books and even more than that in our public school system. Can I tell you? Can I tell you again? You know this. You've heard me say it. J.K. Rowling. How many Christian parents were so encouraged to have their children read Harry Potter and watch all the Harry Potter movies? J.K. Rowling made the statement, said, my goal is to make every one of them darker so that every person who reads them ends up having their own personal spiritual guide. That was her goal. That was her agenda. I'll tell you, this may sound crazy, I'm into book burning. I am. There is a pile of crap that is out there that has one agenda, and that is to mess you and I up spiritually and open the door for a demonic to get in. And it's happening in our public schools every flipping day. I hope most of you are not on Oprah's book list. A pile of Oprah's books were demonically inspired, the ones that she gave across. I'll tell you, the enemy is using that whole world of books. Now, I don't want to say this. There are some people who go, oh, it's a good thing I don't read anyway. No, that's a whole other problem. I'm just saying you need to discern what you're reading. Parents, you need to discern what your child is reading. And I want to tell you this. I don't believe that until your child is almost gone from home, 16, 17, 18 years of age, that they should have the freedom to read whatever they want to read just because their friends are reading it or the teacher said it. I am the gatekeeper. You need to know what your kid is bringing home. You need to know what they're reading, and you need to say no to a pile of it. The medium of books is a powerful tool for the demonic today. Alan. Backmasking. That just makes you buy more popcorn at the theater. Is backmasking real? How many of you remember, know what backmasking is? How many of you know? Taking something, playing it backwards, or you put subliminal messages inside of music. I'm going to talk about that right away, y'all. Would you write down ungodly? Well, let's do the first one. Ungodly concerts. I'm going to get to the music, okay? Would you write down ungodly concerts? Are there concerts out? How many of you have ever gone to a concert? How many of you have, Christian or otherwise? How many of you have gone? Yep. Are concerts influential? Is music powerful? Is it influential? Write down ungodly music at the same time. I want to tell you, music is a medium for good and a medium for evil. I want to say this. I just encourage you not to flip your radio on and just listen to any crap that's coming across the radio. That's like opening your front door and just inviting anybody who somebody else is choosing, who's going to come in your house and what they're going to bring. That's what it is. You just open it up and you just let anything go. Why is it some kids And some adults, after listening to certain music, go off and commit suicide. Why is it that after they do that, they go and they burn this down? Why is it they do that? They go out and they rape somebody. Why is it they're inspired? You know why? Because the door is open, demonically inspired through music. We are to be inspired to worship and do good and build the kingdom through music. That was what it was designed for. The moment the fall happened, the enemy took music and began turning it around. We know that. I want to say this again, parents. Until your kids are leaving home, you need to know what they're listening to. It is not that you don't trust them. You are responsible. You do not allow them to listen to music without you knowing what it is. If you do, you are a delinquent parent, and you are opening spiritual doors in your child's life. Would you write ungodly gaming? I want to tell you, this one has taken the world by storm, and it is not just young people. I'll tell you, there are adults who are addicted to gaming. The amount of hours that are spent on gaming is unreal, demonic. And I'll tell you, the games that are being produced out there, you and I both know, they say the young 22-year-old man who shot Charlie Kirk was inspired by a game in order to do what he did. I'll say it again. If you are a parent, your child should not be playing any game that you are not aware of. You need to set the time that they're playing the healthy game until they leave home. In your home, they should have no freedom and reign without your accountability. Gaming today, the internet, the media, I'll tell you, is one of the main tools that is being used, not just in kids' lives, but in adults' lives, to open demonic doors and affecting their lives for the negative. I'll say this, some of you are married to people who are addicted to gaming. And the games they're playing are from the pit of hell. They are trash. They are violent. They are sexual. Would you write down ungodly TV programs? When I grew up, most of our parents could trust that Saturday morning cartoons were pretty good. There were some my parents didn't let me watch. I was glad about that. How many of you, if you had little children today, would trust Saturday morning, kid, turn the TV on, just watch whatever you want? How many of you would trust the TV today? Good, not one of us. I will tell you, the children's programming, the demonically magic in children's programming today is huge, but I want to tell you, it's just as bad for adults. Adults are watching occult crap under the guise of entertainment. This is Christians watching. And the door is wide open. I'll let the Spirit lead you on what those are. Would you write down two more? Numerology. Two more and then we're done. Would you write down numerology? How many of you know what numerology is? It's a belief that there is a connection, a mystical, divine relationship between numbers and coinciding evidences in your life. Somehow numbers have an effect on your life. Numerology is an open door to the demonic realm. Would you write down just the last one I have today, Kabbalah? Kabbalah. What is Kabbalah? Jewish mysticism. A system of esoteric knowledge being passed down through the generations through mediation and through the study of Zohar. In the Jewish circle, Kabbalah is a huge demonic, spiritual, mystical movement. Kabbalah. All right. 47. Did I get through them in time? You bet I did. Let me, at the bottom, for those of you who've gone through the seven steps, you know, but I would like you to write at the bottom of your sheet for any of these that you have been involved in, or if the Lord brings up any other areas where you are recognizing the Spirit of God is showing you that you're opening a door to the demonic and you need to close it, I want to encourage you, and I want you to write this down. It does not take a long time to do, but I want you to write this down word for word. Would you write this? Lord, I confess. Lord, I confess that I have participated in, and then a blank. Lord, I confess that I have participated in, and then a blank. Then, I ask your forgiveness. And I renounce blank in my life. I ask your forgiveness and I renounce whatever it is in my life. I want to tell you, and this may seem, Zach, are you able to come to the piano? Can you do that? This may seem a little bit over, but I'll tell you, Neil Anderson, Understanding the Spiritual Realm, he makes a statement. He says, any of these things you have been involved in, put a check mark beside it. He says this, even if you have innocently participated or, hear this, observed it, if all you did was watch someone else do it, if all you did was look at this happening somewhere, if all you did was turn on the TV and there was a seance happening and you just chose to watch the seance on TV, he goes, even if you innocently observed it, check it off and pray through it. Because he goes, in the demonic realm, all they need is access in order to influence. I want to tell you really clearly, church, and again, the list is not exhausted, but I want to tell you what you already know. The design of the enemy is for you and I to become polluted in our spiritual walk with God. When God called the Israelites out of Egypt, he said, I want you to leave all your idols, leave everything there. He says, I want you to separate yourself from the Egypt of the world. You separate yourself. When they began intermarrying, when they began worshiping their idols, when they began, things went bad. Can I tell you? The enemy is wanting us to intermarry with not only the world, but the demonic occult world. And it's happening. Christians reading the horoscope every day to find out what is being said about them. Would you bow with me this morning? This morning, we're not going to take time and have you go through the list and pray through every one of them if there are any of those in your life. For some of you, I recognize some of the things that we may have talked about are very near and dear to your heart. You might be going, holy smoke, I wish I didn't go to church today. I don't agree with him on that one. Can I tell you, I don't need you to agree. I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to reveal, to turn a light on in our life and reveal any area where we are involved. Some of us need to shut the internet off. Some of us need to recognize the programming that we are watching for entertainment on TV is not godly. I'd like you to take a moment of quiet this morning. I want to invite you to ask Holy Spirit to begin a work in your life of revealing anything that has caused compromise, anything that has polluted you spiritually, that has given the enemy access. And for him to bring it to the surface and then to empower you to deal with it. Father, the word you spoke to your people many years ago was come out from among them. Come out from among them. Father, you know that in the world that we live, every design of the enemy in order to seek to have us compromise, in order for us to be polluted, in order for us to open the doors of our eyes and receive things, to hear things that should never enter into a holy being. I thank you, Holy Spirit. When we ask you, you will turn the light on and you will reveal any and everything in our life. I thank you that you have given us the authority to remove it, to break it off, and be forgiven for it. I release a grace over this body and every person under the sound of my voice. Father, that you would plant inside of us a desire to walk in holiness and righteousness in this world. That not only would we not be affected by the enemy, but Father, we would be a powerful force in this world, a light in the darkness. That others would be drawn to our freedom, be drawn to our boldness, would be drawn to our purity. And we would be able to share with them how it happened in our life. Release that grace over this body. And I declare that we are a people who not only abstain from evil, but even the appearance of it is not present in our life. Father, seal what you have done here today. And I thank you that you are preparing a people of power in the days that we are in. Let it be us. In Jesus' name. Would you stand with me this morning and receive the blessing and benediction of the Lord? The Lord bless you today and keep you. The Lord cause his beautiful face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and today fill you full of his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And everybody receiving said, amen. God bless you, church. Have an awesome week.